Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here, and just wanted to welcome each and every one of you to the program and podcast here. It's Turn the Light On is a topical Bible study, and we want to just bring random topics and just talk about what they mean, how Scripture applies to that in your life, how you can make things personal and learn and grow and become, you know, more relevant in the Word of God. So we always like to do that with the co-host. I have my wife, Lisa Radlin, with us today. Welcome to the program, Lisa.
Hello. Happy to be here. How are you today, Pastor
Kevin?
Doing
good. Doing good.
Good.
How's everybody out there? We hope you guys are all doing well. And, you know, you can actually communicate with us here on the program at testimony@ourlighthouse.net. And, you know, we'd love to hear from you. Shoot us a quick email, just say hello or just say thanks. We're listening. Helps us to know who's out there. And
if you have a topic on your mind that you might want
to
discuss,
that's a great idea.
Shoot us some topics. You could put a suggestion out there.
Yeah, that'd be great. So what is our topic for today, speaking of topics?
What if?
What if?
Yeah, when I was thinking about this, because a lot of people I've noticed, I've been hearing on the internet and through social media and just through friends that have been going through a lot of sickness and just getting diagnoses and things like that from the doctor, that negative reports, basically.
Yeah.
So have you ever been given a negative report from your doctor, or have you looked at your bank account or your finances and you noticed that there was going to be more month than money? We need to look to the Word of God when we have a situation like this and not look to the internet to see what if. Because if you look up a diagnosis, like if the doctor tells you something's wrong and gives you some diagnosis, and then you start searching it on the internet, before long you're going to be in a fear.
You're going to be at the funeral home picking a casket.
You're going to be picking out a casket. You're going to be in fear. I mean, because there's so many negative things on there.
Oh, for sure.
So the best thing to do when you get a report, instead of looking at the what if this happens and what if that happens, is to search the Scriptures and find the promises of God to speak over your life.
That's good. That's really good. Because, you know, we need to know what the Word of God says so that we can actually balance our fear, our anxieties, our emotions. Because, I mean, the first Bible verse that comes to my mind is God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. I get a diagnosis, the first thing that comes at me is fear. I'm going to be like fearful. Oh my gosh, what's going on?
He's not giving us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. I speak that over my mom all the time, because she's been diagnosed with dementia. So I curse that dementia in Jesus' name, and I speak sound mind over her.
Right.
And I come against what the enemy is trying to put on my mom, and I speak life to her brain and command it to function the way it was designed to function, and that her memory will be restored in Jesus' name, because healing belongs to her and healing belongs to you. And if you've been diagnosed healing belongs to you, so find some scriptures on healing and speak them over your life.
So I think what we're really looking for in situations when we're saying, well, what if this happens or what if that happens, is where do we find peace in that? Because it's really, what if really is kind of a fearful thing. Well, what if this happens, or, you know, what if I do this and it doesn't work, or, you know, so we've always got to remember that, you know, we want to live our lives from a place of peace. And how do you find peace? You have to have your mind on what the Word of God says about your life. If you want to have peace, you got to focus on what is the Bible telling me I need to focus on. And if I focus on that, then I can have peace.
God will put those in perfect peace whose mind is and heart is stayed on Him.
Yes, that would be Isaiah 26:3.
Okay, that's awesome. And then Psalm 19:14, I love that scripture. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. There's so much power in our words.
That's a very good point. We say this over
and over again.
We do. We talk about it a lot on the program, but it's important
because words have power. The world was created with words. God said, let there be light. So we have to follow his example. So if you have sickness in your body, for example, let's say cancer. If you have been diagnosed with cancer or a tumor or something, speak to that cancer and curse it at the root
in Jesus' name.
Instead of saying, Lord,
heal me. Your words have power.
Lord, heal me is not healing the cancer. Jesus took every sickness and disease on the cross. Healing already belongs to us. So we speak to the mountain. So you speak to that cancer and say, cancer, in the name of Jesus, I curse you at the root. I command you to go now in Jesus' name. And I speak life and healing to my body. There's power in your words, and you have to speak to the mountain.
Yeah, I also like
the verse. Of course, we say this a lot of times, which is Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path.
That's good.
So it's so important for us to just take scriptures and apply it to your life. Sometimes you have to take medicine, and there are situations where people are having to take medicine for blood pressure or maybe high cholesterol, but that doesn't mean you can't continue to speak the word of God over your life as you take the medicine.
Yeah, I always tell people, you know, we do what we need to do in the natural. We go to the doctor if we have issues. Doctors have helped a lot of people. I'm alive because of doctors, even in my own life. I had my pancreas rupture and had some major health issues, but you know what? We can't negate the spiritual side of the whole battle, though, because we're just going to fight it in the natural. We have to work both sides of the equation together. We want to bring and speak life over ourselves and say what needs to be said from the Word of God over ourselves, and we need to, you know, get the help that we need to get, you know, in some situations in our life. But overall, you know, it's the prayer of faith that heals the sick.
And maybe you need to switch doctors. There's some Christian doctors out there that actually pray over their patients. And there might be some doctors out there that are just wanting to focus on the negative and give you the grim report or something. And you might have to switch doctors and say, I think it's time to find someone that's going to be on the team, Jesus, and that's going to
Some of them are just negative. They're just giving you the facts. And, you know, faith and facts can be made to work together. I understand the facts, but you know what? What the Word of God says about me is even bigger than what your natural facts are discussing. And I've seen miracles. I've seen miracles happen time and time again in my own life, in the lives of others that I've prayed for. And what if a miracle happens in your life?
Every day when I go to read something, I pick up my readers and I put them on my eyes and I say, thank you, Lord, that I have 20/20 vision. Because I hold my arm out holding that piece of paper without the glasses and it's just still not, I just really can't read it quite enough. But when I put the readers on, I can still see, but I don't want to use these readers anymore. I'm waiting for the day that I put these on and all of a sudden it looks blurry and I'm like, wait a minute. I have 20/20 vision. I'm going to keep speaking things that aren't as though they are, even though in the natural right now I have to wear the reading glasses, but I'm going to continue to trust God and keep speaking life over myself. So even if you have to take medicine, you speak life and speak the word of God. Thank you, Lord, for your healing. Just pop the pill in your mouth. Thank you, Lord, that by your stripes I was healed. I curse that sickness. I curse that diabetes in my life. I speak to my pancreas. Speak to your organs and speak life and healing to your body.
Yeah, begin to speak the desired result, and then your body will begin to respond to the Word of God. You know, you can sit here and go, you can speak other things, but it's the Word of God that has the power. That's where I would lean right now in this moment. I would say, you know, what has the most power on the planet is the Word of God. So I want to be speaking that over my life. And, you know, when I get into a what if situations, well, what if it doesn't work? You know, Jesus said, by his stripes we were healed, you know, and, sometimes healing is here, and sometimes healing is when you die and you go to heaven and you're totally set free. and completely restored and healed before God. So we don't know all the answers to all those things, but we do know that God has told us to speak life, you know, that we are to speak the word of God. We are to say what we see going on in our lives. We need to say what we want to see going on over our situations is what I meant to say.
In Proverbs 17:22, it says, "A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones." I've heard it also as, "A merry heart does good like a medicine." But I really feel like one of the ways that you have a merry heart is by singing worship songs and filling your heart with the praise and worship. If you get your heart stayed on the Lord,
right,
and your mind stayed on the Lord, you won't be focusing on the negative report. You're focusing and magnifying Him. As you magnify the Lord, your problems are smaller and smaller and smaller because you're right, just trusting and putting your trust in Him.
That's so good.
I like this verse too. Have you seen this one? Matthew 6:25.
Sure. It says, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?"
So you're not supposed to be anxious about anything. And in this world, there's a lot of things that if you're watching the news and putting your heart and mind on that, there's things to be anxious about. The world is
what if
really
there's another world war?
Going
what
crazy.
If economy collapses? What if another pandemic comes? You know, there's so much fear and anxiety, and you know, we can't be anxious about life.
We have to put our trust and hope in the Lord.
God said He would supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus, that all things are going to work together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purposes, that He'd never leave us, never forsake us, that He'll always be there. You know, we have to begin to, once again, go back to the scripture, trust the Lord. You know, if you're in anxiety and fear all the time and you're dealing with depression and all this stuff, are you really trusting the Lord with your life, or are you holding on to everything in your own strength and your strength is failing? So what if God would actually, you know, deliver you from those situations? You know, what if the Bible is true, and if I do begin to speak these things, my life will change? That's the flip side of, you know, the what ifs. If we sit here and constantly look at our lives and compare them to everybody else's lives in the world and the system of the world, you know, we're going to get depressed. We're going to get beat down because this world system isn't built to create life for people. It's actually destructive in nature. And, you know, but through Christ, we can experience the true blessings of the Lord in our lives and not have to live by fear and not be anxious because we know the Lord and we trust Him.
I like this verse here in Romans 12:2. It says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Do you know what the will of God is concerning healing? The word of God concerning healing is He wishes above all things that we would prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers.
Right.
He sent His Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins so we could walk in divine health and healing. So we don't have to ask God, "Lord, is it Your will that I'm healed? Lord, if it be Your will, let
me
feel better."
The Bible's really clear that it is God's will for us to be in health.
We need to speak the word of God over ourselves, and we need to declare the word of God. "Thank you, Father, that by Your stripes I'm healed, and I come against this high blood pressure in Jesus' name." Blood pressure, you be normal in the name of Jesus. Speak to the mountain, speak to your body. Whatever it is in your body that's not lining up with the word of God, whatever it is in your body that's not 100% health, you speak to that part of your body and command it to line up and do what it needs to do.
Yeah.
Function the way you're designed to function. Don't accept the report of the doctor, because we believe the report of the Lord, which says, "I am healed and I walk in health."
Well, the transformation actually comes in Romans 12:2 by the renewal of your mind. You know, how much stinking thinking are you dealing with in your life, in your world? Because you've been programmed, you know, from birth. Everything that you believe in your core belief system of who you are. It has been programmed into you by the world system, you know, what you've seen, what you've experienced, what you've, through your five senses, pulled into your thought processes and everything. And sometimes that's really been a negative influence, you know. And we have to, you know, begin to look at this and go, well, what if I've been programmed wrong? What if the way that I'm seeing things isn't really the true way that God intended for me to live my life? And all of that happens by renewing your mind to the Word of God. You've got to get your Bibles out, guys. You've got to start reading them. You've got to start having a relationship with God. You've got to allow the Holy Spirit to be your helper, to be your teacher, to be that person in your life that is going to guide you through the minefield of life, because life is like a minefield, you know, and everywhere we step, don't you want to know that that is the step that God wants you to take in the right direction? Otherwise, we're going to get pulled backwards. We're going to get knocked down. Situations in life will, the what ifs of, you know, what could potentially happen in your life will, you know, beat you down and leave you just helpless in some ways without really truly having that intimacy with God and the relationship with the Holy Spirit. I don't see how people out there that don't know God are doing it.
How do you renew your mind? By washing your mind with the water of the Word.
Right.
And so like in Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, it says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What have you learned and received and heard and seen in me? Practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. See, you have to practice by speaking the word over your life. So you have a Bible. I mean, most everyone has a Bible in their house. And if you don't have a Bible, contact us and we will get you one, because I have so many versions of the Bible and I'd be happy to give you one. But there's the truth of the word in there. And if you're dealing with depression, if you're dealing with anxiety, if you're dealing with fear, there's things in the Bible that will help you to solve these problems by speaking these scriptures. So you can mine it out, find the scripture, and start speaking it over your life.
Yeah.
And you will see a difference, because the word is not going to return void. It's going to accomplish what it's set to accomplish.
Yeah, you know, I love how it says, finally, whatever is true. How do you know what real truth is? You know, because the world's painting a different picture of truth for us. I mean, and it's exactly the opposite of what the Bible says right now. If you look around, the world is trying to portray truth as, you know, everything that is contrary to the Bible. But, you know, all that is happening because we know as believers that ultimate truth is the Word of God. You know, so we've got to focus on whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely. You know, look at what the world is doing right now. They're dishonorable things are being called honorable right now. You know, just things, unjust things are taking the place of just things, and people are celebrating them and running with them, you know. And then it says, whatever is pure, you know, there's so much impurity in society right now. And everybody is calling that the new pure.
The lifestyles,
to be unpure.
The lifestyles, you know, the that new, people are, yeah, living are not lifestyles that are lining up with the Word of God, yet they're,
right,
celebrating it as, oh, wow, isn't this so great? No, this is not great. It's not lining up with the Word of God, and we're not to accept those things as a great thing, because,
right,
if it's not something that God wants in our lives, then we don't need to celebrate,
right,
it.
So what if we actually chose to stand on the Word of God in our lives against a world that is fast-tracked, you know, to destruction and darkness, and we became the light? See, that's what the goal is that we would be the light of the world, that God has called us as believers to step into the light, to be someone who will be portraying the truth, who will live a life that is pure, who will do honorable things in the midst of a world that isn't. And that's where we become the light of the world. And you know, I'm like, What if God could use you like that to be a light in somebody else's life?
What if we become liquid love and allow the love of Jesus to pour out on these people and not to judge them, but instead to walk in love and pray over these people and pray that God opens their eyes to show them the truth, because the truth of the word's going to set them free. If you know the truth, it will set you free. And there's so many people, they don't even know. They're walking around with blinders on and they think that what they're doing is walking in truth. But yeah, we pray that those blinders get removed off of their eyes and that the Lord reveals himself to them. I pray that people get revealed even in their dreams. I have people in my life that I say, Lord, speak to them in their dreams. Lord, they can't deny you. Come visit them in their dreams. I've heard of people that have actually received Jesus because he visited them in a dream.
Oh yeah.
And
for
I'm
sure.
just praying that over my loved ones, like, Lord, just speak to them in their dreams. If I can't reach them, Lord, you reach them, Father.
Yeah, Colossians 3:2 says, set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are in the earth. And how do you do that? You got to focus on what the Bible's telling you. You got to become spiritually minded and live your life for God, with God, and through God, having Jesus in your heart and the Holy Spirit, you know, leading you and directing you and guiding you through the minefield, showing you how to do life right. Because when you get it right, people are going to look at you and they're going to, there's something different about you. And what if God gave you an opportunity to share Christ with them in that moment? That would be a powerful thing. So,
and I see there where you're talking about being spiritually minded, and I see in James 1:8, it says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. What do you think that a double-minded man is?
Right. Somebody who's trying to live by two standards.
You're going to live for the world standards because you want to get the approval of others, or do you want to go get the approval of the Lord and do the things that God's called you to do?
Right.
I'd rather do the things that the Lord's called me to do, and if it upsets man, so be it. I'm going to follow the ways of the Lord.
Right. It will upset him. You know, because we're living a standard in front of them that potentially they'll be judged by. You know, when we give our lives to Jesus and we choose to live righteously, we choose to live our lives and in total submission to the plan of God for our lives, God begins to do the miraculous through us. And we see incredible things. I've seen so many miracles happen through my hands, through my words. And I believe that each and every one of you out there that are listening today, God is calling you to step it up. He's calling us all.
He's calling us to a
higher
standard.
To get it together, because the world is getting darker and darker and darker by the moment. But we're supposed to be the light. And the church is, it's been sitting on the sidelines for too long. It's time for us to get in the game and start winning people for the Lord and seeing just the victory over sin, the victory over sickness, and the victory over the demonic begin to happen through our hands, through our lives, as we go forth and say, what if God would be willing to do a miracle in someone's life today? I'm going to take that chance. I'm going to risk it, and I'm going to go and share with them the truth of the word and believe for God's demonstration and God's power to show up in the midst of that and deliver and heal and set free those who have been bound and captive, because that's what we're really called
amen.
To do.
We're going to be used for his glory in Jesus' name.
Yeah, amen. So let's take a quick break here on the program, and we'll be back to talk a little bit more about what if.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God. Love rock music? Love Jesus? We got the place for you. Join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue is located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. So glad that you joined us today for What If on Turn the Light On. We are talking about what do we do? What do we do? What if a situation arises in our life? What if something happens that is, you know, not what we were expecting to happen? Where do we turn? What do we do? And I think the answer is the Word of God. I think that's where we pretty much landed today. We shared a bunch of scriptures. A few situations. So, Lisa, what do you think?
If you're going to Google,
the key point here.
If you get a diagnosis and you want to Google something, Google scriptures. Scriptures about healing. Scriptures about financial breakthrough. Those are what you need to Google. Don't Google the diagnosis. Google the answer. And Jesus is going to be the answer. Jesus is the answer to any problem that we have.
Yeah. And 2 Corinthians 10, chapter 4, it says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." It's not, you know, what something physical that we need to fight with. You know, it says, but they're mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the what? Knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity, the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So, you know, here we are, there's a battle that is going on in our minds in that what if moment. It's like, what if God doesn't show up? Well, he said he'd never leave you or forsake you. You know, what if the money doesn't show up? God said, I'll supply all your needs according to my riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Well, what if I die? Then you go to heaven and you get to be with Jesus. It's an incredible thing if you know him. If you don't, you need to get right with God and give your heart to Jesus so that what if moment, you know, and you don't make it in this life. You know, Jesus said, you know, he's conquered death and the grave. So, you know, you've got to get in Christ and know that everything is going to work together for your good because you love God and you're called according to what his purpose is.
So the number one thing you need to do in a what if situation is to speak the word of God over your life and see the truth of the word come to fruition, and it's not going to return void. So put your trust in God and get those scriptures coming out of your mouth. Write them down. Say them three times a day if you have to. Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing by the word of God. Yeah. As long as it's coming out of your mouth and you're speaking it over your life, it's not going to do anything but produce fruit in your life, and it's going to produce health and healing and life to you.
Don't hope that God's going to do something for you because God's already done everything that he's going to do for you. Take the word of God, begin to declare it over your life, and begin to see the word of God change your situations and bring victory into your life, guys. We hope you enjoyed the program here today at Turn the Light On, and be blessed. And what if Jesus shows up in your life big today?
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.